Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am Jay.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And it's Transformers Month. Oh, what I've done. I brace myself.
What was the song in the third one? Was that it? I forgot.
No, it was the... If you lose yourself in all the ways together.
All right. Gotta play that
well, at least again. That's the song they played when they was going through Chicago.
Fire. My absolute favorite, though. My absolute favorite song. We'll talk about it next week. That's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine Dragons. That shit, the way they're... I'll save it for next week. I don't want to get into that too much.
Linkin Park was upset that they got replaced with the new hot thing.
I'm pretty sure they felt some type of way.
Yeah, they probably looked at Michael Bay and was like, yo, I thought we were the American band, you know? Man,
I knew you were replacing Shia LaBeouf, but I didn't know that meant us, too. Goddamn.
Yeah, like hold on. So you replaced that woman... Shia LaBeouf.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Like, you told us in the third movie we was America's band.
Yeah.
Because every time that flag showed up, our song came on.
I love that sequence, man, when they try to get all dramatic and shit. They show it like the war torn Chicago. They got that soft ass song playing. You see people in parallel and shit. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
I love it too because Tyrese thinks he's the most dramatic actor of all time, too. He's just looking out the window.
You can tell he'd be trying, too, to know those dramatic scenes. I don't know if you ever seen... You remember that YouTube series, I don't know if it's still going on, CinemaSins?
Yeah,
but they had the funniest shit, though. That dude used to talk shit about Tyrese. Every time Tyrese used to start acting, that dude used to say, earn that paycheck, Tyrese.
Earn that paycheck.
I'd be cracking up.
Earn that paycheck, Tyrese. Hey. Hey, this is the movie, Cody, where he dropped that famous line.
Sweat, precious blood.
What?
What the fuck are you talking about? Like, who are you? What?
I did love his scene, though, at the end. Or not even. Mm-hmm. I guess, well, shit, this movie never ends. It goes on long forever, whatever. But
this movie is too fucking long, dude. That's, at least with the fourth and the fifth one. We kind of discussed this over text. The human characters, they're still dumb as fuck, but at least they're entertainingly dumb.
Yeah.
With those first three movies, they're unbearable. I can't stand them. I can't take them.
I got to tell you, I used to always go back and forth. This is back when I hated the movies. I said, I never went back and forth. I said, the third one is easily worse than the second one. I said, I don't know how anyone could sit through this whole fucking movie, right?
Yeah, it's unbearable, man, because it turns into a bad comedy. It's like a bad version of The Office for like the first 30 minutes. It's fucking awful, man. It's bad. It's so bad. This was a fucking chore to get through. That's why I was like, I was praying. Like, every time Transformers came on screen, I was going.
Hey, man, you better stop talking about this star-studded cast that this movie had and shit like that.
And they're all fucking wasted. Everybody is wasted, man.
Man, John Turturro was in his world class right here.
Jesus Christ. John Turturro is in his fucking worst.
I mean, he was so toned down on this film compared to the other
ones. How do you... Fucking Ken Jeong out John Turturro.
Yeah, John Turturro saw that scene. He just said, "Oof, I got."
Yeah, John Malkovich and Ken Jeong in the same movie. There's no fucking way you're gonna outdo them.
Hey, the next one gets Stanley Tucci.
That's right. But even then, he wasn't as bad as these motherfuckers.
No, I think Ken Jeong
is the absolute worst.
Yeah, I think he won the award for it or whatever.
I only like Ken Jeong in one movie. That was the first movie I ever saw him in, which is Knocked Up, which came out in 2006.
Yeah.
And he was told now to catch his ass on a leash. He was sarcastic. He was funny. He added to that movie.
I thought that was another movie he was toned down. I just can't remember what it was.
It was, but Knocked Up, that's the one I know for sure. Like, oh, okay, he was funny. And this is like, oh, right, I like this Ken Jeong. And after that, he just said, fuck it. I'm going to be every stereotype.
I'm going to be Bobby Lee times a thousand.
Yeah, basically.
I'm going to be Bobby Lee times a thousand.
And it's funny because they were actually in the same movie at one point in Pineapple Express.
Thank God they didn't have a scene that went on forever and shit.
They didn't go too long in Pineapple Express. It didn't go too wrong.
I will say that Ken Jeong takes the award for the most annoying in the franchise, and I would say
absolutely, by far.
Tyrese probably takes the award
he's
for
probably
the worst actor. I mean, there was random scenes too in this movie, kind of like all of them though. Shia LaBeouf was like standing behind a wall or a phone booth or whatever and just yells out, "Off Jarvis!" And it's just like,
man, it's just, it
is he the only one that can do shit in this whole franchise?
It pays me, man, because it is so painfully uninteresting, the human story at this point, because they tried to crowbar that shit in the first two. It didn't work. And here, they try to just pile it on here and then add all these fucking characters, man. They had so many goddamn characters.
Oh, is that what they were? I thought they were just stereotypes.
And each and every one, yeah, they're either a stereotype or just a flat-out fucking idiot. They either one or the other.
Honestly, like, they even have a supposed gay character in here. It's like, let's put him in a flower suit.
The only positive about this movie, I think this is the one with the least amount of black stereotypes. I'll give that much credit.
Yeah, they went overseas to stereotype this time. Oh, yeah, so
they went to Ireland. They got an Irish fucking, Jesus Christ.
They got a Scottish robot.
They got
and by the way, their cars are NASCARs too at that. It's just like, wait, what?
Right.
Michael Bay's like, I'm not making fun of hillbillies. That's my people. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make fun of the Scottish fucking people.
Mind you, this goes back to the first fucking movie, trying to be in the skies, and y'all choosing the most outlandish fucking cars to transform into. To blend in.
I do love when the Decepticons take over, when Sentinel Prime bring them from the moon. Mm-hmm. The first fucking one that's destroying everything, he decides, oh, I'm going to transform into a trash can. It's like, why not just destroy everything? Why are you...
Like, and there was even a sequence in here. Remember the last one where they transform into a college student? Like, why the fuck do you need to go back to that?
Do I remember the last one? I just watched it last week. Hell yeah, I remember that.
Why was this concept? This is the most obvious shit. Y'all can take over the planet in a second. But they went away with that shit.
They don't even need to do that. They showed in this movie. They had them gremlin robot.
Closest they came in here is when that one robot transformed to that he did like a pink bumblebee for a second. Yeah. And he able to turn that home with the baby and the mother in there. Shit. And I was like, do more of that, because it turned like a bit of a horror movie right there. I was like, okay, this is giving me a little something right here.
There's a little bit of horror movie element in the Chernobyl scene where that guy that was leading them in there, mm-hmm. and he was like, oh, I don't have much time, so I don't need to wear equipment. And he saw that like vampire fucking robot angling, and then he just vanishes, and he was just like, all right, get out of here. And I was thinking, I told Cody, I said, why didn't he just stay with the Autobots and the humans? Like he knew, like, you could tell it's obvious he knew he was being hunted by Decepticons, and it was just like, just surrounded now by like three Autobots or whatever. Like, why not hang out with him? I gotta lie, some of the humans that died in here, I was so confused of what their purpose was anyway. So I was just like,
nobody serves any sort of purpose. The only reason characters are back is just because they're contractually obligated. That's the only fucking reason.
I do love how replace
anybody in this fucking movie.
This is a peek into Michael Bay's mind though, because I do love how the Russians just told Americans everything in this film.
Yeah.
They didn't like put up any kind of struggle whatsoever. They just told them.
And
Americans would show up to their land, Cody, and then Russians would be like, come this way, let me show you something.
I don't know if I overlooked it or no, if I was just seeing shit. Did the Transformers have something to do with the assassination of JFK?
Yes. You didn't overlook shit. Yes. Which, by the way,
that effect is fucking awful. They show stunt doubles
of these presidents. They go back from Nixon, JFK, all these people. They don't look like none of these people.
They look awful.
They had an Obama one too.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like,
that dude don't look nothing like Obama. He barely sounds like him. Jordan Peele looked more like Obama than fucking this dude looked like Obama. I was like, man, he just. But anyway, though, we're gonna talk about that later. We're gonna talk about that later because you know. Christ. As I said last week, this is the last drop Transformers month, whatever. But we're gonna kick it off with like alcohol reviews, a little bit of the news, and then, you know, if you want to cut the show off, you can cut it off, but you're gonna miss that good old Transformers talk, whatever. That's how we end the show, is with old Transformers. Mm-hmm. This week is Transformers 3. I kept calling it Dark Side of the Moon, so I rewatched it this morning. I said,
everybody used to call it Dark Side of the Moon. Everybody's called that.
I was like, oh. It's just Dark of the Moon?
It's just Dark of the Moon, yeah.
That's an even worse name. Yeah. I was like, he should have went Dark Side of the Moon.
Marking the third time, they retcon the origin of the Transformers come to contact with humans or close to human civilization.
Yeah.
The fucking moon is started.
Even though it's the third movie, it might as well be a reboot. So, I mean,
they help build the pyramids.
Explained last week made no goddamn sense, because I was like, the Autobots just fucking landed.
Yeah,
they literally show you a scene
when they just fucking landed.
And it was that scene where Bumblebee took Shia LaBeouf and that hot ass chick that they don't reference in this movie except for like 3-4 times. That she was a bitch and we had to get rid of her, basically. I mean, that's basically what they kind of said.
That's what they said. Michael, remember the story like behind
that's what they said.
Oh, my brother,
little gremlin robot said. Yeah, that little gremlin role, he was just like, oh, yeah, she's a bitch. I didn't like her, you know. Like,
little pervy-ass gremlin robot.
You know what? I can't even call them gremlin robots, because later in Africa, they show you real-life gremlin robots. these motherfuckers really work.
Why did they sound like that, too? Like, remember Megatron like picking them off like mosquitoes and shit? They're like,
flipped one off, whatever.
That's like the grunts from Halo. You like shooting them. That's what they sound like.
But there was one in particular that showed you first. This motherfucker's foaming green ooze at the mouth. He was like, oh, yes, master. Yes, master.
And I think this is the beginning of the organic Transformers, because they show that they actually perspire.
Oh,
and they have organic fluid in them. Remember the last two movies, they go further with that whole organic, technical organic concept.
See, this is the first movie that did go into organic, because before that, remember, they killed Ironhide's ass and he started bleeding blood and shit.
Yeah.
He had like red ooze coming out of it, and I was just
right. Remember, it was just like motor oil before that.
Yeah. Then, everyone else that died, it was like sparks and shit. It was just like no kind of organic format. Then Ironhide, they blew his ass up. I don't even think the actor returned for this film, by the way, because they just like repeated his fucking lines over and over. Decepticon punks, you know. Oh, yeah, we're going to get these punks or whatever and shit. I was like, man, these Autobots are fucking useless. You know?
They don't do anything. Only one that does something is Optimus Prime. That's literally the only one that does
shit. Super bloodthirsty. His thirst is never quenched.
I think this is the beginning.
That first film.
I'm talking about like when he like snaps though.
Oh yeah.
He just like fuck.
Well, the first film, he was on a suicide pact. He wanted to die. You know?
Right. Second one, he barely in that shit.
Yeah.
A huge detriment to it.
The first one, like he murdered some fools brutally in that fucking film. Like
no, he does. That scorpion with Scorponic, whatever the fuck, he fucks that thing up.
Whatever the fuck that thing was, he stuck his
fist. That shit slow motion. Remember he like pulled it.
Stuck his fucking fist in this dude's head, and then the sword came out, and then he spent the sword around and shit. I was just like, yo. And then he fucking ripped him in half. I was just like, yo, man, that was unfucking necessary. Like, you know how every other Autobot uses guns and shit except for Optimus? This motherfucker uses a blade. Like, he really is like fucking Victor Zsasz or some shit. He like, I gotta cut you. Like, I gotta get in you and shit. Like, I gotta feel.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you, man. All it takes is this much. To make Optimus Prime a Decepticon in this movie series.
Oh!
This is a push. He pretty much is.
I don't know. The way Sentinel Prime was begging for his life, I thought he was a fucking Decepticon. This dude. No, Optimus!
No, we supposed to be brothers.
Optimus said, I don't give a
fuck
about
to another.
I don't give a fuck about your brotherhood, bitch. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. I was just reading an article right now about Deshaun Watson's ass. This brother ain't never playing football again. It's over. Huh?
No, and if he does, NFL is seriously fucked. Because come on, man. What's that number you said? 66?
66 now.
Come on now. Yeah, with all the 66 and just fucking around with Deshaun Watson just for the fuck of it. Come on, man.
Dude, this is like really bad.
Where there's smoke, there is fucking fire. Yeah, there's a lot of goddamn smoke right here.
And now they're talking about a Houston police detective is involved and stuff. And then they're also saying now. They're also saying,
where is Carmen Sandiego in the case?
Yeah. Had to. Where is Deshaun Watson now? Where is Deshaun Watson? Where on earth?
Got L. Cool J from CSI on this shit.
Where on earth can he be?
Yeah.
Not only that, there's rumors coming out that the Texans know about this.
Oh, well, this is about to get even worse. NFL already a sketchy ass league. And it turns out Texas knew some shit. Or they had something to do with it. And oh boy.
Now, when this first broke out, Cody, remember we was the ones that dropped that line. It was like, man, remember everything was going so well for Deshaun Watson? He was asking to be traded. And then as soon as he asked to be traded, mm-hmm. that news came out and shit. I don't want to point fingers, Cody, but do you think the Texans released that information on his ass? Because I remember before the season started, he was the talk of the fucking league about where he going to go. And he had like all this leverage and shit like that.
Yeah. And then people pushed that whole, they pushed that whole scandal to the side. People started giving a fuck about it, honestly, for a little bit. It kind of quieted down. And then the fucking other, 50 plus accusations came out. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Shit, before the accusations even came out or whatever, before the whole scandal thing or whatever, he was like the talk of the league still or whatever, because they were talking about where is he going to go? He doesn't want to be with the the Texans anymore and shit. I was like hinting at him like, why don't you come over here with the Niners, baby? Come over here. And then next you know it, a day later, that news came out almost as if the Texans just pressed a button and just said, let's just go ahead and release some information on his ass and shit. And his ass got silent. There was no more talks. Remember, he was in high demand. He was talking about, like, I want this amount of money. I want to get traded here and this and whatever and shit.
Man, I would be, if I'm Baker Mayfield right now, I'd be fucking heated.
Yeah, I kind of would.
I would be mad as fuck.
I heard someone told me that they said if I was Baker Mayfield, I would tell them, I'm not playing for you guys. But I was like, if Baker does that, he ain't going to be playing at all then.
I was about to say, Baker.
Yeah.
you can say what you will about Baker Mayfield's play. He motherfucker showed up, and he did go on a playoff run with that team. It might have been more than one season. I'm not sure.
No, it was just one.
But he put up numbers. He's not a bad quarterback by any means. Is he the quarterback that the team needs? Maybe not.
Maybe he can go to the other team because, you having some arguments right now with your quarterback.
That's a whole other story.
So you know what? I told you 2 weeks ago, he looked good in that purple, don't he? Don't he look good in that purple?
No, as a starter, I'll take him, though.
He's starting. He's starting now. Okay, your boy about to be out, that motherfucker. He's like, I ain't getting paid.
Of course, that's what it's looking like. And I thought the Ravens, I thought we were a rock-solid organization, but the way we're handling shit right now, we're looking like the Lakers right now. I'm not going to lie to you. We're handling shit as an organization.
Well, Baker Deshaun kind of fucked this up for everybody in the league. Yeah. So everybody going to be asking for that money.
Man, I guess everybody kept being a New England type. Ran organization. Is that just too fucking much to ask for?
Bill Belichick would shut that shit down in a heartbeat. He'd be like, you better get that Negro shit over there somewhere else. You come over here with that shit. Come over here with that bullshit, bro. I'll send your ass to Cybertron. You keep talking that shit to me.
Fuck up. I'll see you back to the JV league.
I got a nice rookie over here I can fucking replace your ass with. And that's the thing about
Bill Belichick. I got leverage in the world. Yep.
Yeah. Bill Belichick ain't afraid to replace your ass with a rookie.
I was going
to
say, he had 6-7 rings? I forgot how many he got.
Yeah. And he
got these two hands.
He's like, bitch, my hands are already full. So I don't need no more rings.
He didn't even say anything. All I got to do is this.
Realistically, all he really saying is just like, bitch, you need a job, not me.
Yeah.
I'm set for life. They love me up in here. So
people can't say shit about Bill Belichick no more because Mac Jones came in there, rookie quarterback, did the same shit Tom Brady did 20 years ago. He's probably gonna do better.
Well, Skip Bayless can still.
Skip Bayless can go eat a dick. That motherfucker.
Remember, Belichick cost Brady 2 more rings, so
Okay.
Gordon's giving back. I swear, he's like the most biased fucking news analyst
I've ever seen. He's fucking asinine, but I get why. That's how he gets fucking views and shit, because he's so fucking asinine. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, for sure he knows what he's doing, because the way he talks about, like...
It doesn't make it any less fucking annoying, but he knows what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, man, he does that shit with Steph Curry or whatever shit, so fucking...
Oh, jeez, I don't want to hear shit anymore about this final. Steph Curry going the fuck off. I don't want to hear shit about Steph Curry in the finals anymore. If Golden State goes on to win this shit, Steph Curry is the obvious finals MVP.
Look, I heard...
I want to hear a goddamn thing.
I heard Steph Curry say
he would be a top five player in my opinion.
I heard in one episode Skip Bayless said he comes up shorter than he already is four times. I was like, Jesus, all right,
shut the fuck up.
And then he went on and saying, like, back in 2016, where I was just like, Jesus Christ, do we really define players' legacy off like three bad games?
No, fuck that.
Okay, thank you. All right,
and I know Steph Curry heard all this shit too. That's why he's going absolutely nuts. The man is possessed right now. I'm telling you, he's possessed. He's scary. Well,
Skip Bayless is biased. It's just like so fucking.
Man, Skip Bayless is full of shit.
It is so like fucking just out there. It's just like,
it's okay to have bias, because Shannon Sharp has biases too. But
without a doubt,
for the most part. You know what I mean?
But when you can't acknowledge a player's skill, like Steph Curry, that's like, oh, okay. And your only argument is I keep bringing up these three games from 2016 or whatever. It's like, all right, man.
But he was talking shit about Giannis. He was talking shit about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Or Jason Tatum.
Please. You know what? Now that you say that, I'm trying to figure out what player does he like now in the battle in the NBA.
Tom Brady, he loves. Michael Jordan, obviously. That's about it. Yeah, he likes Kobe.
Hey, look, I love Michael Jordan too, but we can't say that he was always fucking perfect. I mean, you know,
the people always forget it took. I forgot how many. I think it took 7 years for Michael Jordan to get to the finals.
Yeah, I think it was 6 years or whatever.
Yeah.
Not to mention, same thing with Magic Johnson. That motherfucker's name was Tragic Johnson for the longest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People
forget about that.
Yeah, people forget about that season. Michael Jordan came back after playing baseball after his father died. And he didn't. I don't think they made the playoffs that year.
Every fucking player has had bad games. That's nothing.
Yeah, they had bad seasons. Oh
yeah, all of them. Everyone. Shit, KD just got swept. Cody.
Man. I was about to say,
just got fucking swept.
Skip Bayless is all over his nuts. Oh, that's one player he loves. KD.
No, he changed on him now.
Oh, shoot, because KD talking shit to him. That's right.
Well, no, not because of that. He changed on him because he just lost. Got swept.
Well, shit, rightfully so. and there were no excuses to get swept.
He said he's no longer the best player on the planet now because he got swept. So
I wonder who is it.
That's all. Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. Who else?
I still believe Giannis is the best player in the game right now. That's still my belief.
And
if Chris Middleton was playing that series, it might have looked a lot different right now. But that's neither here nor there. Celtics did what they were supposed to do. They won. They had the advantage, and they won.
Cody, it's my turn now. Okay. Hold on. He came up shorter than what he is at 6'2", and in 2016, let me give you this. You're just naming points or whatever, just because he averaged 27 points or whatever a game or whatever in the final. He came up shorter. He had two turnovers. And let me tell you this. He was shooting 36% at the three-point line, and you want to call him in your top five superstar? It's my turn, Cody, okay?
Oh, yeah, he be talking shit about Luka Doncic. I was like, oh, dude, come on, brother. I don't want to hear that. Luka's the truth. I don't want to hear shit. He brought that bullshit-ass team this close. I don't hear shit. Luka's that dude. I don't hear a fucking thing.
Hey, like you said, Dallas is missing one key player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in my opinion.
They could be a contender. I don't know what it could be. I mean, maybe a center. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I thought Porzingis would be that dude, but no. Mm. He ain't, no.
The one thing the West I realized need to work on next year is they need to work on fucking defense. Okay, none of the West teams have any defense at all.
Yeah, I think Warriors is one of the better defending teams, but even
that's not by saying much.
They're not like a Miami or shit Boston.
No,
they definitely have them.
No, they
or shit, maybe in Milwaukee. No,
I think it's because the East Coast has such a stronger defense right now.
I think that has to do with the East Coast mentality though. Yeah. West Coast is a little more flashy. East Coast is kind of like the more gritty, kind of grit and grind play style.
They need to get off their ass and play some fucking defense here, because the lack of defense coming on the West Coast sometimes, especially in them Dallas games, I was just looking at those like...
Shit, that Phoenix series.
Oh, man.
Phoenix, that was the biggest disappointment. Y'all y'all deserve to get y'all ass whooped. That there's no excuse for that.
Shit, I would even say because you know, Skip Bayless would say he did talk shit more about Kyrie Irving than he did KD, and I was like, Kyrie played better than fucking KD in those last games against Bison. What are you talking about? Like,
I mean, if he was talking like overall, I would get that. But yeah, that series, Kyrie did show up. Yeah,
we're talking about that series. We were talking about against Boston. KD didn't even try to fucking do it. Like, there were shots he would miss. He would not get back on D. He would just stand there and walk or whatever. I'm just like looking at him going like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Like, you just gonna stand there? Kyrie, in the first quarter, in the first half of the game, whatever, he was already at about 16 points while KD was still at 7 points.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, we at halftime. You cannot be showing up at seven fucking points or whatever. I mean, what's up with that shit? You know, Kyrie fucking showed up. I mean, granted, it wasn't his best play neither or whatever, but as far as that team went, Kyrie was the best on that team for those fucking that series against Boston, which was shocking to be honest. I thought KD would have showed up, but I guess he was like, "Fuck that! I want to go on vacation early." You know?
Yeah, I gotta say, man, I've been loving the NBA. This minus Lakers fucking up. Just being a basketball fan, I think it's been very exciting watching these playoffs. I've become more of a fan of the game these past couple of years. So yes. That's what I love. I love the game of basketball. I love it.
And I love the Golden State fans yelling out "fuck you, Charles Barkley." I think that's hilarious.
And then the Boston fans saying "fuck Draymond," "fuck you, Draymond." Yeah.
I don't think they got the Draymond as much as they got the Charles Barkley though, because that motherfucker started throwing bottles and shit.
Yeah, they were throwing shit at him.
He started throwing shit back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rightfully so. Fuck that. Yeah.
Hey, fuck Charles Barkley. He the one that first said, "Golden State has some of the most." What did he say? He said the most laziest, irresponsible, obnoxious.
Oh, he always talking shit. So fuck he always him. Talking shit.
So fuck him too. Shit. Yeah, he thought he was gonna get off the hook. They're like, oh, why they treating Charles Barkley so bad? Yeah, because he was talking shit. So you talk that shit in California, baby, you gonna get. Oh wait, I should say that. Don't get clipped, bitch. Yeah, you was over there in Phoenix for so long, whatever. You didn't realize that Cali be packing, baby. Pack that broomstick up your ass next time. Did he really think he was gonna come up in the San Fran talking that shit?
Man, that's Charles Barkley though. He don't give a fuck.
I know it's Pride Month, baby, but don't think you can walk up in there talking that shit or whatever shit. Them motherfuckers are coming. They ain't coming up in there with all nice and shit. They no. They
he be saying some unnecessary shit sometimes. You remember when he went? It was years ago. They had they're doing a game in San Antonio, and he made a remark saying like all the women in San Antonio are big and fat. Like, bro, you guys, that's funny. You gotta do all that.
That's still funny as fuck, though.
Oh, come on, man.
San Antonio, they got some nice good looking women down there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking I mean, Charles Barkley, to be honest, man. Honestly, they kind of look like Charles Barkley, to be honest. while he bullshitting, you know. So anyway, though, people, that's today's sports talk for the day. Actually, that really wasn't sports talk. That was Deshaun Watson need to stop fucking around on Instagram, really.
The Deshaun Watson watch.
That brother ain't playing another game in his life.
No.
It's over. Yeah. It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. That shit's over.
Yep.
All right. So anyway, why don't we move on to some spirit talking, Cody? You want to talk some spirits, some liquor, some beer?
Yes. Well, this is not a spirit, if you will. This is a, like you said, this is a beer right here. a very spoilers delicious beer. So seltzer. Last week, yes, the seltzer. Yes.
Nice.
Today I'll be having White Claw. First on the show. Never thought I would have it.
Hey, you know that Stella Rosa got brandy now too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, just came out. They got three flavors. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. I'm actually kind of curious.
I'm really curious too.
I'm curious. I'm not going to write it off. But
maybe I'll get my mother a bottle because I just want to see, like, I think one was like a peach brandy and then the other one was, I'm blanking on it, but then the other one was just a regular brandy. I actually might get her that regular brandy just to see, like, to see how like Stella can actually step their game up when it comes to like not tasting like fruit. I mean, let me take that back. That's what they're going for. That's their routine with their wine. So I mean, you know, it is what it is. Whatever. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
it's
It's not like they're like claiming to be barrel aged fucking port wine or something, right? Like that, you know.
So. Yeah, yeah. So they have their audience. I don't think Stella's a bad product at all. It's just, I don't think it's really for me. That's just not the wine I'm into. I like the drier, like straight red wines. That's my jam. But
I could drink it though if you pour it for me.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's just not really my jam. I wouldn't buy it. I'll drink it.
I would say though, I do get terrified when drinking it because I don't know how much sugar is in that motherfucker, and I'd just be like,
that's a diabetes drink right there.
Because you can, it's one of those drinks you can kind of taste the sugar and fruit and shit, and you're just like, ooh, mm-hmm. yeah. man. And it's not like that it's bitter because, like Cody said, it's just like really sweet, but like you just like thinking to yourself, God damn, this is like a donut times three, probably, mm-hmm. huh? Like. And when you get to my age group, that's when you start really worrying about shit like that. Like,
right. Speaking of which, I'm going on a little tangent real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I popped open that Otima 20 yesterday.
Yeah.
That was delicious. It's basically a Otima 10 just dialed up with a lot more dark fruit character. I think it actually balances out the sweetness even more. So, yeah, it's like you love Otima 10, get the 20. I think it's a better product. Not to buy a whole lot because Otima 10 is already delicious on its own, mm-hmm. but I do look at the edge over to the 20 over the 10.
And they don't have the Otima 20 in the total line, right?
No, I picked that up. Last week I went out to, I was in LA last weekend. I picked up K&L, among other things too.
K&L is the only place I've seen that 20 year old at. So if you don't have a K&L in your area or if you can find it or whatever, just go straight with the 10 year old. But
the 20 year old. Yeah, I picked up this bad boy too, which we will be doing on a future show. This is that Plantation Rum, that Jamaica 1998, 20-year-old.
I have that bottle.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about this in the future.
Yeah. We're doing that. Shout out to Naughty's Liquor for hooking me up with another barrel proof.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor. That's my third one now. My third. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. We hot now. We kernel proof now. Mm-hmm. Shit, I used to struggle finding Michter's. Now I find that shit every day. Then I started struggling finding Colonel Taylor. Now I find that shit on a month-to-month basis or whatever. But,
nice.
So I'm happy to have this another bottle of that shit in the canteen here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Shout out to Otima, though. That tawny, poor wine. That shit's delicious in a motherfucker.
Absolutely delicious.
So clean. Absolutely. But I am curious to try that Stella Rosa brandy. I want to see what they're going for with that.
I'll be curious too. I'll also be curious.
Yeah, I don't really drink too much brandy. Matter of fact, I don't really have too much experience drinking that much brandy at all, to be honest, now that I think about it. The cognacs and stuff like that?
Yeah, same here.
Shit, I've had brandy probably like in almost a decade, probably like my mid-20s or whatever, so it's been a while. I think they're like $35 each bottle too.
Oh, okay.
They're cheap as shit, you know.
Okay.
Still, Rose know their audience, so they're not gonna
jack
their price up. But onto your beer, sir.
Onto my beer. This is coming from my favorite brewery, El Segundo Brewing. This is from their takeoff series, which is only brewed and canned at the brewery. You only get at the brewery, it's not up for distribution. This is their Main Street IPA. Coming in at 7% alcohol by volume, has Columbus Cryo Hops, Mosaic, Simcoe, and Citra. So delicious bouquet of hops right there. Nice, typical golden color in the glass. Nice amount of carbonation there. Nice head. Head's keeping up.
I like head.
That. Yeah, I know you do. You missed that plenty of time.
I like head. Only when it's done right, though. When it's done wrong, it make you not want it no more.
It's gonna be like,
I've had a lot of bad head in life or whatever, and it made me off for a while. Just like, you know what, you can just stop. Now you got me like frowning like this. It's like that's not like a ooh, that's good. No, it's more like in a. No. What are we talking about again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Typical to the West Coast style, a shit ton of tropical fruit.
West Coast style, Bud Light?
Mango, yes, like the classic Bud Light.
That's
American adjunct lager.
Yeah, that's sponsored in our featured movie.
It is, yes. along with those fucking Lenovo fucking laptops. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. product placement.
Especially in the next film, that Bud Light.
Yeah, we're getting that. Yeah,
it's fucking heavily product placement that shit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's even a truck that's. Well, we'll talk about that next week. That's an American drink right there. Mm.
Yeah, best way to describe this nose: tropical as fuck. Don't get much alcohol nose at all. No bitterness. Just a beautiful nose, beautiful tropical nose. This is exactly what you look for at a West Coast IPA, or at least what I look for. Love the nose. Well, for the palate, yeah, follows it to a T. Clean, easy drinking. A lot of fruit character. So much fruit character. Papaya, mango, that freshly squeezed kind of fruit juice. Almost a little bit of banana, a little bit of pineapple in there too. This is delicious. Man, carbonation is great. Mouthfeel is great.
I bet your counterpart would hate that beer. By counterpart, I mean your 5G white alien. I found that motherfucker, Cody. I found that motherfucker. I didn't realize they existed. I was like, no wonder Cody's always on the move. I'm trying to avoid that 5G white alien motherfucker. And funny enough, he was closer than we thought it was. It's Art of Lunatics podcast co-host. Right. That motherfucker's a 5G white alien. When I heard him say, oh, let's give a shout out to Joe Rogan real quick or whatever, I was just like, interesting.
Very interesting.
And then he went on some tangent about like aliens building the pyramids, not Africans and Egyptians. And I was just like,
man, he would love these Transformers movies, man. I'm on his podcast viewing those movies with us. Shit. I probably get much more insight.
I told Lunatic, I said, them 5G white aliens always trying to take credit from our asses and shit like that. I tell you what, get your ass in the field and let me whip you 75 times a day. I bet you build some amazing shit too, whatever, you know, shit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I never heard anybody give a shout out to Joe Rogan before. So I was just like, that's the Bad Brothers, a 5G white alien. So I'm assuming if he drunk that beer of yours, he'd be like, oh, does it taste like Budweiser?
What is this?
What is this? Witchcraftery.
Yeah, you got a wide variety of flavors. What? Yeah. What's going on here?
I don't like flavors. I like this line of pine salt and piss. You know? Yes.
I like dish detergent and soap in my alcohol.
I like fucking Tide Pods. Okay? Mm-hmm.
I want my shit to taste like rice.
just crack it to me on tap or whatever and shit with your four choices of Stella Artois, Bud Light, and Budweiser, and good old Heineken, and I'll be just fine with those four. You're getting too fancy and out there for me or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. 5G white alien, Cody, looking for you, but watch out.
No, geez, man. Keep his ass away from me. Fuck that. Yeah. I ain't got none of these 5G accusations.
Yeah, man. I
took over the world and shit.
I didn't realize that his kind existed still on this planet. I was like, I thought we got rid of them.
Yeah. Evidently not, yeah.
Yeah, no wonder your clan on the run. Shit, they like, hold on. We can't be associated with these motherfuckers now. Shit, they fucking up our lingo here. We trying to just get some beer and vanish into the sunlight. So.
This is the perfect summer drink. It's nice. It's crisp. There's not a whole lot of a malt character to this, malt backbone in this. So you're getting so much. It makes you want to go in for more. It's not heavy. It's a heavier side of on the lighter side, I guess, as far as mouthfeel goes, lighter side of medium. I guess more of a medium, I guess. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, it's delicious, man. There's not much I can complain about with this beer. So I'm assuming you know where I'm going with this rating.
1.5.
This is going to be a bona fide no drop. Fuck this beer. I hate El Segundo Brewing last time I reviewed this on the show.
I knew it. Forever. I fucking knew it. They
fuck you forever. Fuck you forever. No, I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding. This is delicious beer. This gets the last drop. This beer is awesome. I said this time and time again. If you're in the LA area, especially if you buy the beach, El Segundo area, stop by El Segundo Brewing. Pick up some beers. They're lovely beers. They're delicious. It's my favorite brewery. Check it out. El Segundo Brewing, folks. That is their Main Street IPA coming in at 7% alcohol. Absolutely delicious. I forgot how much this 4-pack costs, but who gives a fuck? It's delicious. Buy the shit. Boom, certified.
I assume it's not over $20 anyway.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's cheaper than that. Yeah. It's
probably like $15.99.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's under $20, people. Let's just put it that way. So maybe with tax, maybe it hits $20, but whatever. I know either way. It's
like, buy the shit.
Yeah. It's cheap.
Yeah.
You can't afford $20 and you shouldn't be drinking it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, you might want to drink a White Claw.
Yeah.
Although that might actually, be, yeah. How much of those, too, actually?
Yeah, I have no idea, honestly. I would assume they're kind of cheap.
They might be expensive.
Okay. You're going to tell me White Claw becoming a premium? Jesus Christ, what fucking world do we live in?
Let me ask you this, since we don't drink that bullshit, I hear people that get drunk off that shit. That shit's crazy to me. Yeah, I'm like,
people get drunk off anything, man.
I guess, you know. So what would be too expensive for a White Claw for you?
Oh, just a single bottle, $3.
That's like, no, you can't go over $3?
Nope.
Okay. I think for me, it'd be like $1.50.
Okay, yeah, sir.
Yeah, it need to be a dollar. Like nine, like them, like, you know, those Arizona tea cans?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be like that. It needs to be a dollar. Yeah. Watch me look this shit up. That shit says $6.95 or something like that.
Fuck off with that.
Yeah.
I'm looking that up right now.
What do they taste like? I guess me and you never really had a seltzer. Like, what is it? It's carbonated, right? It's like carbonation, right? It's
carbonated, yeah.
I don't understand that then. I mean, I get, what is it, like low calories or something like that?
Basically, sparkling water with alcohol in it. Basically.
This is a 4-pack for $18.99 at Vons.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, you can get a 19-ounce can on Instacart. I guess
they average around $20 for fucking. Oh, fuck that for variety pack. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, they all $20. Okay,
I
can
keep that.
Fuck that. So just for a can, Cody, it's $3.79.
Like I said, over $3. Nope. 79 cents too much.
Cody's like, that 79 cents can go in a meter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can get an hour parking with that. Yep. To go get some real beer at Elsa Cuts. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that seltzer show ain't coming, people, because I ain't spending $3.79 on this shit. So.
That is definitely not coming.
Yeah. This motherfucker, it actually got the audacity to put a year date on this shit. Introduced 6 years, so it's a 6 year. It ain't that a bit. The ingredients are purified carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavor, natural cane sugar, citric acid, sodium. This might be fucking more sugary than goddamn Stella Rosa.
It might be.
Alcohol by volume, 5%.
Man, this shit costs $4 more at the bar. Oh, fuck off with that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so look at it right here.
So it's $10 damn near at a fucking bar, almost $4 or $5. It's like $8 something, $8 to $9.
Yeah, wow. I say it averages around $4 or more at a bar, a single 19-ounce can.
Oh, they can suck my dick.
They can fuck off.
Wait, who the fuck would go to a bar and ask for this?
Shh, you'd be surprised.
Do they pour it in a glass or do they just open the can for you and just hand?
I believe they just opened the can, but yeah.
Wow.
I would hope they would just open it. Can you imagine them actually trying to pour a White Claw in a fucking glass like that in front of you? What will it be, sir? Can I get a White Claw on the rocks? Coming right up. Could you imagine that? Picture that shit in your head right now. Just picture that shit.
I have to be thankful for COVID that I don't go to bars anymore now, because if I saw this, whatever, at a bar, I'd probably be like fucking shaking and shit. Just... Like, you know, why are so many dudes in here drinking fucking White Claws?
I'm telling you, that commercial's coming up. It's going to be like the Dos Equis dude. But except Dos Equis is going to be a twist. It's going to be a motherfucker that looks like the Dos Equis dude, but he's going to say, yeah, but he's going to have a scarf on his shit. and some frameless glasses.
Yeah,
and a little.
Octavia's glasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, you know what? To keep it in reference with these movies, he's going to have the fucking Sam Witwicky's grandfather's glasses and shit that had the fucking tube imprinted on him and shit. The little spectacle ones or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine going to a bar to order a fucking White Claw. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm telling you, man, seltzers are popular. Don't be shocked if in the future you start to see seltzer bars pop up. Don't be shocked about that. Don't be shocked. I'm saying, do not be shocked, my friend.
You know, the thing is, I knew that they were popular, but I go into liquor stores. I don't go to bars anymore that much, because I don't really go out that much now, more people, but I go to liquor stores a lot. There's just little, you know how, like, when you go to the refrigerator, there's like beers lined up, whatever. It's not beers lined up anymore, whatever.
It's White Claw.
Seltzers. It's like all kinds of fucking flavors. And now even some of the whiskey companies, like Jack Daniels and
the brewery is getting in on it. Yeah.
Crown Royal has one. Jack Daniels has one. I think there was another spirit that has one too, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, all these companies are just getting into the seltzer.
Yeah, I know what they're doing.
Is it because it's just cheap and sugary?
Yeah, easy to make.
So we're,
huge profit.
We're back in that era of I don't remember, know if you remember this shit. And the only reason why I remember it is because I used to see people drinking it. Because obviously we both were underage at the time and shit. We were back in that era of the Mike's Hard Lemonades and the Ciroc spritz drinks or whatever.
Yeah.
Those used to be popular back in the day when we was under 21 people. That's what people used to drink on, like the Mike's. I remember those Mike's Hard Lemonade. They had those shits in the Super Bowl commercials and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade and shit. And,
then transition to Four Loko.
Yeah. So now instead of the Mike Hards and stuff like that, which by the way, they do still sell in stores. I don't even know how those places are still in business. I never see anybody buy or drink those at all, to be honest. So instead of those now it's a seltzer game now. Is it because other spirits and beer have gotten so expensive? People say, fuck that now. Just come and get drunk off it.
I think it appeals to the general crowd that dabbles into, you know, those basic American adjunct lagers, the Bud Lights, Millers, and Coors. They want a different flavor profile. They want something different. And so they cater towards the White Claw, which is, oh, it's White Claw. It's easy to drink, blah, 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 blah. Not much flavor, because they don't get much flavor in those other fucking beers either. So
yeah.
Here you go, White Claw, and something a little different.
So,
and I don't know if it's less alcohol or whatever. I don't fucking know. But yeah.
I got a friend. I don't want to say too much about it or whatever, but she got cirrhosis of the liver. I just found out recently. And I think we always say this in the show. I don't want to. We already know, like, our liver probably ain't gonna last much long, or whatever and shit. I mean, I think ours will, to be honest. But like, we have this rule in this show: we don't drink bullshit, and it's because of reasons like that. Now, she always drunk bullshit, Cody. Like, she would like, and I mean a lot.
I'm sure copious amounts, right? Yeah.
Oh, it was copious amounts of bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah. You know, I mean, we talking like back in me and you mid 20 age or whatever shit, where we just down. But granted, when we were doing that, we were still drinking some of it was still high quality shit, whatever and stuff. I mean, like, ain't like a Long Island iced tea, pictures of that shit. Ain't like a Long Island iced tea or some fucking drink or nothing like that. You know, that's right. Actually a fucking high quality cocktail or whatever. But I mean, she was just down in any kind of bullshit. I'm talking like, you know, the Crown Royal and Cokes and the fucking what was it, the Hennessy and shit like that, and the seltzer drinks and like whatever cheap ass beer like Modelo and shit like that or whatever. So I mean, you know, she was just going loose, out of control, whatever. She seems to be doing fine though, as far as with the whole cirrhosis of the liver thing. But I just look at that and go like, I'm gonna kill my liver, which I kind of know I am, whatever. I'm gonna be drinking some high quality shit.
Exactly. I like I said, our liver is on a time limit.
Yeah.
So we got treated right and feed it with the finest of liquids.
That's why it just like blows my mind or whatever that people go to bars to fucking order a goddamn seltzer.
It's And the point is that these people usually they drink these beers to get drunk or these seltzers. It's to get drunk.
Yeah.
It's not for flavor. It's to get drunk. That's all it's for. And there's so many, like we said, countless times again. There's so many of the things that are more flavorful and higher in alcohol and actually probably better price than the shit you drink it right now overall. But they don't go for that shit.
You know, the thing is, in my limited time of being drunk or whatever, as much people out here complaining about being drunk, why the fuck do they want to get drunk?
I don't know. I haven't been drunk forever, so I can't. I can't tell you. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not, dead.
I was just hearing a story just a minute ago before we started here. Someone told me they were drunk and did something via text or whatever that they was like, oh my God, I wish I could delete that shit now. Yeah. It was like, being drunk ain't fun.
Yeah, I used to enjoy it. Yeah, back in my like younger 20s or whatever, but I don't enjoy this shit at all anymore. Like, I don't even want to. Like, I just like, what's the fucking point? It's like, I don't care.
I don't even like over drinking anymore.
Yeah, same here.
It kind of just loses the basis of what it's trying to do once you fucking over
drink.
Or he's just like, oh. Yeah. Last night, Yoon and my buddy Nam, they took him and his wife, they took me out to dinner for a sushi, which, by the way, was a fucking fantastic sushi spot in West LA. It was fucking delicious as hell. I mean, we damn near ate everything off that menu according to that bill. That bill showed me we was eating some high quality ass sushi.
It just says one thing on the bill.
Man. Every goddamn thing. That bill, and the fucked up part about that bill broke it down too. I just looked at that shit. I said, damn, thank God it's my birthday. But we had like 3 bottles of sake and shit. Just 4 of us, whatever. He's going back and forth. This is a smooth, clean ass sake too, whatever. Them bottles of sake probably wasn't cheap neither, actually, now that I think about it. Then we had 3 bottles of sake and shit. And I was just like, man, I'm good. You know, I don't need to have another drink or something like that. Because I know my other buddy was talking about, you want to go to a bar or a club. I was just like, nah, not really. I was like, we had that sake and shit. And I was like, I'm satisfied now. You know,
I'm good. I'm chilling, bro.
I had every goddamn sushi off the fucking menu.
Had a good meal. Good drink. Yeah. You're good.
Well, I don't want to ruin this sensational feeling by overstuffing or over drinking or something. You know,
I remember we used to do that too. Just drinking just till we just like, I don't know how we fuck we did that. I don't know why we did that.
I don't know why.
I'm just like drinking at that level, that's just the most undesirable thing to me this day.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nope.
You wake up the next morning, I didn't get hangovers, but I woke up with the munchies like a motherfucker. I would like devour a fucking thing.
Yeah.
I can't get to my 30s now because I'll gain like fucking 17 pounds in one night. And shit. Oh man. So you giving that a 1.5, right?
Yes, this gets a bona fide zero drop. Not kidding. Kidding. It's the last drop. Delicious. Once again, Main Street IPA from El Segundo Brewing Company in El Segundo.
I can't get over this concept of going to the bar to order a fucking soda. Like, what the fuck?
That's the thing, bro. That's a fucking thing.
Wow.
Just think about that.
What a waste of going to the fucking bar then.
Just stay your ass home. Take your ass to local Rouse or buy whatever fucking convenience store and just buy it. Why you gotta pay more at the bar? What the fucking point go to the goddamn bar to buy some bullshit fucking seltzer, bro?
I ain't even on my as they would say, my literal rant of just staying home. I mean, if you're gonna go to the bar, get some tequila.
It ain't like they're pouring shit out the tap or anything like that.
No, it's fucking the shit. They literally opened up their little fridge behind the counter. And
there
you go.
Yeah, a little mini fridge under the bar. Yeah.
I can't even tip you for that, bro. Like what? You didn't do shit. You literally just opened the fridge and handed it to me. Like
I don't understand that either. Wow, it's like crazy.
Go to a fucking bar and order something. You know,
these are high end bars too that be having this shit. And people will straight up order the fucking White Claw, bro.
Motherfuckers wearing suit coats and shit too.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I don't know what I would say if I saw that like in a bar. I just like people just open up a fucking White Claws. I do remember going to the fucking. It might have been the last time I went with you and whoever to the Blind Donkey. And I noticed me and him was the only one drinking whiskey and shit. And everybody else, mainly the dudes, were all getting cocktails. And what bothered me about it, because I have no problem with cocktails, I was like, why the fuck would you come to a whiskey bar to get fucking cocktails?
I would understand if you like having an extended period of drinking there, but I'm guarantee you those dudes are probably bar hopping. Gary fucking to you.
Yeah.
Blind Donkey is just another stop in Long Beach. Yeah, that's I guarantee you.
And most of them are just, you know, they're regulars anyway. Mm-hmm. They're all regulars. And I know people probably saying, oh, the price range. It's like, no, them cocktails are expensive.
LA. Yeah, or OC, whatever fucking we call it. Yeah, it's of course
them expensive. Cocktails, $15 to $18. You could easily get fucking pours. I don't know what it is. It just kind of blows my fucking mind. It's like going to a fucking tequila bar and ordering fucking vodka. Which I have seen at Javier's, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's
that's like, an insult. I don't even know why they carry fucking vodka, but whatever.
Which is crazy because they carry like little bits of whiskey there too. And I remember the guy was just like, you know, he's like, oh, I heard you're the whiskey guy. You want me to bring you some whiskey? He's like, I don't really have much. I said, no, why the fuck would I come here for whiskey?
Why go to a whiskey bar for that?
I think I was just like, why the fuck would I come to Javier's expecting like, man, you ain't got shit on that whiskey. Yeah. And he's like, well, hold on, what the fuck, dude? I know what the hell you are. I said, I want some of that high grade tequila you got up there.
Yeah.
He came to me and I just kind of looked at him like, do I look like a fucking seltzer drinker to you?
Yeah, that motherfucker bugging.
Oh, it's in my water, Cody, because it's time to get into it now.
Oh, it's got that time.
Time to get into it now. So, people, if you don't want to listen to this or whatever, you go ahead and cut the fuck off then.
The alcohol part of the show is over.
Yeah, but
now we get to the real.
Yeah, but you're going to miss all this shit. Hey, Cody, check this out. God damn. This motherfucker. Now, they don't show you his face when he say that line. The camera's coming up. Mm-hmm. You would think that's Megatron saying that shit. If that voice, I don't give a fuck if that is Optimus Prime's voice. That shit is so sinister. It is so goddamn evil.
This might be a dumbass question, but the whole point of the Autobot Decepticon War, when Decepticons want to win, take over, whatever, what are they going to do then? Because Cybertron, what is it to do on Cybertron?
Oh, Cody, you need to watch the cartoon.
I'm waiting.
I was asking you that same question when I was just like, because Sentinel Prime kept talking about, like, on Cybertron, we were considered gods among everyone else. And I was just like,
What do they do for fun? We actually had this conversation before. What do they do for fun on Cybertron?
They look at shit.
Yeah.
This is what kills me is, like, they're like this sentient being of gods, apparently, according to Sentinel Prime.
Mm-hmm.
But when they come to Earth, our technology must be just so shitty that the most things they can transform to is cars.
And I totally forgot this, too. The latter movies of the franchise, they introduced these other aliens that created the Transformers.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
It's amazing.
Holy shit. We'll get into that later, though.
But I remember the end of the next movie, that motherfucker flies off into space talking about...
That's like, right.
Yeah. I will find my creators.
That's right. That was the whole point of the fifth one.
And did they even pick that shit up?
Did they pick that up in the fifth
one? They turned him evil, and then and then he introduced him to his friend.
Oh, Bumblebee. They do show. Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah. Yes,
he introduced him to his friend Bumblebee.
Right. Well, okay, I'm gonna rewatch it again later. So yeah,
Bumblebee put a fucking shell in her ass or whatever shit. Let me introduce you to my friend,
mm-hmm.
Bumblebee. And then that's when Bumblebee hit that line, sting like a bee.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Anyway, before we get carried away, Dark of the Moon.
Hey, Cody, there was a writer's strike when this movie came out. Dark of the Moon. Where the fuck do I begin with this one, Cody? Now,
this might be. I know. We said we have fun with these, in a jokey way. We love these movies. This might be the worst one. I think Dark of the Moon might be the absolute worst.
That's it.
One by far. I also got to watch the other two after this.
Out of the previous two, this has the most fun third sequence as far as like just saying fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
I love this third sequence out of the sheer sense of laughter. It is fucking hilarious, honestly. Optimus Cody vanishes three times in this final fight sequence just so they can get him off screen. The motherfucker got tied up in some cables up on the stream up there and shit.
Oh my God, I forget. Yeah. Yep.
And the motherfucker is gone for like 20 minutes of the film and shit. That's just to show you the other Autobots who ain't doing shit. They just like getting blasted.
This is the big badass Optimus Prime, the one who's the ruthless murderer, and he gets taken out by some goddamn cables.
By the way, and who stuck him up there was the motherfucker with the worm. I forgot his fucking name already. I think it was Soundscream or something like that.
Some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, who cares? They sound like wrestler names. And introducing to the ring, Soundscream, mm-hmm. whatever shit. Yeah, Soundscream. I'm going to put some sound in your ass. Yeah. You know? he's the one that gets him tied up in those cables, and he doesn't go up there to finish the job.
Nope.
He just like... It's like, fuck it, it's Optimus Prime.
He's literally hanging there on a leash.
He's the biggest threat. And mind you, he shot at him to get him caught up in those things. So that means he has guns that can reach that far up.
Yeah.
He can easily put a targeting tractor on and blow Optimus Prime's fucking head off, whatever. But instead, he just says, we caught that motherfucker. Let's let him dangle up there and watch us murder all the Autobots and shit. So this movie, I like all of them do, there was a secret war.
There's five secret wars.
Yeah. That the humans did not know about. And we brought upon them with our battles. So it was up to me to send a message out to the remaining Autobots so we could team together and stop the Decepticons from achieving their peace. And I was like, what?
This is the third big human event that got covered up. Remember in the first one, they discovered them under the ice, landed. Second one, built the fucking pyramids.
Yeah.
This one, they hang on the moon this entire fucking time. How we missed that, I don't fucking know. How did this thing this not come out? I don't know.
You know what's so crazy to me is it just dawned on me too, compared to the third to the fourth film, this motherfucker flew into space. And somehow in this third film, he needed a ship to get to this fucking moon.
Yeah.
I was just like, we're just breaking all kinds of logic. And not only that, so all the Decepticons, by the way, I love how there's no good robots out there. They're all evil. All the ones are all just bad guys. There's never, like, there wasn't just like a train of Autobots hanging out on the moon either. It was all Decepticons. They were just hanging out. And for some reason, they needed this plan of these pillars. They've been hanging out on this moon, Cody, for decades now. Essentially, damn near, if you will, waiting for pillars so they can transport themselves to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did they get on the moon in the first fucking place? Now?
That's a great question.
Did they just say, "We're gonna chill right here, man. We got Megatron and Sentinel Prime. They got this plan. We're gonna go with it, baby. We're gonna wait all these years." Megatron says some shit in this film, Cody, I never caught before until I told you. And I just said, he said, because Starscream comes to him and he was just like, this is where we meet the Gremlin robots and shit. Yeah, Master. And I was just like, where the fuck did these things come from? These was not in the second movie.
Nope.
It's like, where are all these fucking robots coming from? Whatever. Like, they just decided, oh, Megatron hanging out in Africa with his hoodie on. I love when that motherfucker transformed from that shitty truck. He transformed into Megatron himself. That motherfucker took that hoodie and went right over his eyes. I was just like, yo.
he was Assassin's Creed. He was like, oh, shit. All right.
That motherfucker hung out with Ezio, yo. Shit.
Yeah, that man put a hidden blade and all that shit.
Man, yo, he was part of the Medjai clan out there and shit with fucking, why am I blanking on, what's his name from Origins?
Bayek.
Yeah, Bayek or whatever. He was hanging out with Bayek and man.
But the way these fucking says Creed stories are going, Transformers and crossover is not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it really isn't.
Honestly, it's not. They
can hang out with each other. I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah. At this point, shit, fucking Marvel Avengers started showing up and shit too. You'd be like, fuck it. Might as well just go in a crossover too. DC and Marvel while you had it, shit. Put in some Hot Wheels cars too while you had it. I mean, just go all out for them, because these goddamn Assassin's Creed stories, y'all don't give a fuck about those stories no more. Wrap that shit up, B.
They wrap that up. That's
they not even close to a completion. Nope. It's just like, God damn, why do I feel like I'm just reading the second part of this story?
Yeah, that shit is spinning this fucking wheels over and over again.
Yeah, so Megatron put that fucking hoodie on. He was just like, yo, I'm trying to be an assassin now, homie. Shit, like I saw Bayek do that shit the other day, and I'm trying to hang out with him. Motherfucker jumped on an elephant, stabbed that bitch. Megatron starts talking to himself. That shit was hilarious. I mean, he just starts saying, oh, hell, man. He's talking to the elephants and the zebras, Cody. And I was just like, this motherfucker's so goddamn desperate now for power. He's just chatting to himself and these fucking that animal's looking at him like, yo, why does Negro got a hoodie on? Yo, like, why does this sentient being creature wearing that fucking do-rag right now? Like, what is going on here? It's almost like Michael Bay said, yo, he in Africa. You got to put that. Michael Bay got one black friend. His name Will Smith. He saw him wear it one time. He just, I guess they all wear that now.
Megatron, inspired by Will Smith. That would be an amazing crossover too. Bad Boys and Transformers. Oh my god, that'd be fucking amazing.
He might as well put Armageddon in that shit too.
Right? Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
I mean, because in that second movie, he references all his fucking movies anyway and shit. Where that fat kid running talking about.
Yeah, bring back Ben Affleck's character. He ain't doing shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. You could have just said, them ain't Cybertron. That's Armageddon. That's them in space right now. Matter of fact, they found the dinosaurs up there. Mm-hmm. Shit, apparently they went to space somehow.
Yeah, bring back Nicolas Cage from The Rock. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Man.
One big ass share universe.
Where Tyrese is the leading actor. Mm. Anyway.
Earn that paycheck, Tyrese.
Earn it. So Megatron, he straight up tells Starscream, yes, this is my ultimate plan. Me and Sentinel Prime staged this the whole time, but we could not do it without Optimus' Matrix. And that's when it dawned on me, because I just rewatched the second film last week, and I said, wait a minute. He just got that fucking Matrix not last week, but in the second movie. The second and third movie, they're not that far apart from each other. How the fuck did they plan this that many years ago, whatever? Not knowing. I don't even think they even knew what the fucking Matrix was or anything like that. Like, nobody knew what this shit was or anything like that. And, like, Optimus, like, they were like, oh, Optimus, we needed him and his Matrix. He didn't have that shit before. So it was like, that's why we left Sentinel up there so Optimus could bring him back. What? I was blown away by this plot point, whatever and shit. But, I didn't even know how to open up the beginning. I mean, I guess the beginning, they start in Chernobyl.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, told Cody earlier, like, they just let the Russians, they just don't give a fuck, I guess. They let Americans just look through their shit. I mean, they just like, man, we don't give a fuck. Come on in. It's a fucking
amazing, come on, you know? In.
It's like, we can't.
Oh, shit you need.
We don't know a damn thing about the Russians in 2022 yet. In Michael Bay's reality of filmmaking here, Russians just bend over backwards for us. We come up in their government, we ask some secrets, they tell us right off the bat.
That's it.
That's how much badasses we are. And they just get on this plot and tell this plan of like this. I don't even know why the Decepticons wanted that device, by the way. It was busted up.
And my biggest thing too with this whole Decepticon war, they know every Autobot minus Optimus Prime, they ain't shit. They pose zero threat. Zero.
And they outnumber them too.
They outnumber them. So why the fuck just gang up on Optimus Prime? That's all you have to do. They're up here trying to spread out their resources, fighting each Autobot individually. Just gang up on Optimus Prime. He's a Prime, right? The Primes, they're this ancient civilization, the gods, whatever the fuck they're calling this movie. Just gang up on him. Done.
I like how they made that shit up about the Primes in the second movie, too, because in the first film, there was no hints of that shit at all.
The thing is,
like I said in the review last week, I was like, Megatron is such a badass in that first film that he beats the shit out of Optimus Prime to the point Optimus Prime wants suicide death. He keeps telling Sam, stick the cube in my chest, please. It's like, man, Optimus is trying to murder himself. He's like, just kill me, please. I don't want to be here for this shit, you know? So all of a sudden, Megatron gets his ass whooped every fucking film. Now, he ain't shit no more. Like there's even a point at the end of this movie, Optimus is missing an arm. He just had a battle, and somehow he beats the shit out of Megatron in, like, seconds. I don't even know why he beat the shit out of Megatron, either, because Megatron's final line was, where would you be without me, Optimus? You know, let's call a truce. And then Optimus just says, we'll find out. And he picks that sword up, dude, and he just fucking scrapes his face in there. And I was just like, yo, this dude. I was like, what is... Megatron straight up said, I want to call a truce. The main problem with this film, there's a lot going on. And I don't even know why they're doing it. Like, we just talked about the beginning in Chernobyl. I don't know why the Decepticons want this device. I know why the Autobots are there. They didn't even know the device was there. They just there, like, because they just found out, like, oh, it could be some enemies here and shit. Like, we just trying to take them out and shit. And then Optimus finds a device. And then next, you know, like, most shit happened. And I don't even know why that's happening. Then most shit happened. I don't even know why that's happening. There's in the ending sequence, which lasts for about an hour, by the way.
She ain't lying.
It's an hour long.
And it's like lying. It's like that Man of Steel fucking ending. That fight just would not fucking end. It just kept going.
It gets entertaining when the Autobots show up because they just fucking reckless and ridiculous as fuck and kind of useless.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Yeah.
But the human aspect is a good 25, 30 minutes of it. Whew. I have no idea why Tyrese and Shia LaBeouf and the new girlfriend, why the fuck were they in that building? What were they doing?
You really don't need them at all, honestly.
I really think they were only in that building, Cody, is just so they can have that cool worm sequence just destroying the building and shit. Like,
but it is cool. Okay, it's a cool sequence. It looks cool. It's just dumb as fuck. You don't care about anybody in the fucking building.
That's the one positive you can give Michael Bay is that motherfucker knows how to blend special effects in well with environments and shit.
Even to this day. That movie's 11 years old this month. Still looks fantastic.
Now, granted, some of it looked like they're firing aluminum cans against the wall, but you know.
Well, yeah, the designs don't help. They're like a bunch of garbage. It's good looking garbage.
Yeah.
I give it that.
Yeah. I love it too because Tyrese in the sequence, He's like screaming and hollering the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Mind you, this is after they believed the Autobots would be dead, because for some reason, I really think this is a political movie more so than an action movie. And I think Michael Bay really exposed himself as a as Cody said earlier, as a liberal, mm-hmm. not a Republican.
Yeah, he's secretly a Democrat. Yep.
Yeah, I really secretly think he just like exposed like how stupid mm-hmm. Republicans are, to be honest, or at least how their policies in play, because like he did some things in this film with our government and what they did and shit. And I was just kind of sitting there going like, if he's a hardcore Republican, why would he make us look like dumbasses here? Like,
just clearly this world, this is not our world. These movies take place in. Look at the viewpoint. Look at the roles of women in this film.
Yeah.
And look at every single man in this film.
Yeah.
Women are just look pretty or whatever. And they provide nothing else.
Except for the one woman who's the one that sent the Autobots off the planet and shit.
Right.
She was just supposed to be the evil Karen.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, exactly. She was just the evil Karen. That's all. She was the one who was, mm-hmm. I would think in this movie, she was the, out of anyone else, she was probably the most in charge. Yeah. And she made some of the worst decisions. the whole fucking movie.
Seb's girlfriend gets hit on by every single fucking dude,
even the robots
in this film, even the goddamn robot,
even the robots, the little tiny ones, bird.
Yeah,
wheels and brains.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck do brains come
from?
They
don't give a fuck. And every single man in here is a complete fucking idiot.
Everybody. Did you notice Brains had a father? Is like the taller version of him too?
Oh, yeah.
Why did he look like Albert Einstein? By the way. Why he look like Albert Einstein? Remember, hey,
I have Cody, so many questions.
They killed his ass too, by the way. You saw that shit?
Yeah.
That motherfucker was begging for his life. That motherfucker was begging for his life and shit. He's like, no, Bumblebee.
I'm telling you, Michael Bay, he knows exactly what he is doing.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Exactly. He is fucking brilliant.
But you know, you notice he only killed Brains' father.
Mm-hmm.
So he killed the smart one out of the robots, but he didn't kill the ones that go into battle and shit like that.
And you know Michael Bay knows what the fuck he's doing, because imagine Donald Trump watching his movie. You know he loves these fucking movies.
Oh, yeah.
You know he fucking does.
Yeah, I love him. I'm not even a Republican.
For completely different. No, Donald Trump is like, oh, this is the way the world is. Like, that's how he's like. Absolutely. This is the way the world should be. This is what I envision America to be. This is brilliant. Michael Bay is an auteur. He deserves all the credit in the world. Optimus Prime is a boss. Done deal.
You know, you're talking like political figures and heroes right now. Well, he brought some real life heroes in this movie with Buzz Aldrin and the rest of the astronaut squad or whatever. And Buzz Aldrin might have been the best actor in this whole movie, because that motherfucker looked at Optimus like, oh.
I think they got Buzz Aldrin high as fuck. I think that's why his acting is so great.
I gotta tell you, in three movies that we saw up until this point, that was the first time I actually believed someone was looking at something that was just like out of this fucking world. Because the way his mouth opened up, he was like, "Yo!" Like,
and it was both an amazing and also a heart crushing scene. It was amazing, but you believe Buzz Aldrin?
Yes.
Like, oh shit, yeah, he really seen this shit. He's like, I've seen you some shit.
He's like, oh damn. Shit. You know what got sad about that scene, though, whatever, is when they both started going back and forth complimenting each other, whatever. He's just like, from one astro man to another, whatever, I just want to say thank you, Optimus Prime. He was just like, no, it is you that I should be thanking. I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about, Optimus? Like, what do you mean?
It was sad in the fact that they dragged Buzz Aldrin into this fucking movie and made him an actual goddamn plot point. That's why it was sad. And the audacity. To bring in the real life Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, we thought he was real. I don't know.
Hey, well, again, maybe. I don't fucking know. They did that shitty ass CG Kennedy in the early days. I don't fucking know. Maybe.
I think that was Ironhide, Cody and the Stars. That shit would got more insulting when Optimus looked at this human being who ain't done shit but go to the moon. This motherfucker's traveled the galaxy, and he looked at him and said, no, it is you who is a true hero, and I should be honored to be in your presence. I was like, mm-hmm. The fuck are you talking about, Optimus? Like, what? I was like, get out of here. And then not only that, every fucking new character that comes onto the sequence, all they talk about is the same shit that happened on the moon. And there's even a sequence. I told Cody, I had to rewatch this scene on YouTube as a clip. Mm-hmm. The scene where John Turturro and Sam Witwicky or Shia LaBeouf's character, they go to, what was it, Germany or Russia? I don't even remember now. Just to find out information they already fucking knew. So I was like, we just repeating the same shit over. I think it was the part where it was just like Michael Bay said, oh, even though those robots explain this to us, we need to have the audience relate to characters that explain this to us. So let's get humans to interact. They flew over across the, it was Germany now, I remember, because I remember they were in a, it was in the car, so it was on the freeway. They were in Germany.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I do remember. Yep.
They went and found, they wore all suits and shit. They were all, and then that's when they had what's his name? Their gay character in the flower suit.
Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk. Yeah. That's when they had him like go Jesus full Christ. Like German mode and shit. Like he didn't, like he was like a fucking cyborg that only like listened to commands and shit like that. They flew all the way to Germany just to find out some shit they could learn from Optimus. Yeah, there was pillars on the moon. And they need a sentinel. Oh, no shit. Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't learn anything new in that whole fucking conversation. I was just like, wow, we just dragging these fucking human sequences out anymore, huh? I guess Michael Bay went over the budget line there and shit. But this is where things got interesting because it was remembering Chicago all over again, Cody. I don't want you ever to forget Chicago.
Oh, we'll be talking about that more next week.
Yeah. So the lady we were talking about, I don't even remember what actress that was, whatever. But she you've seen her in a lot of movies. She's a famous actress.
Frances McDormand, right?
Frances McDormand, yeah. I don't know why I blanked on her name. Frances McDormand. Yeah. This motherfucker got some legendary actors to be in this fucking movie. I got to tell you. I mean, I think it gets worse in the later film. Yeah. You're like, Jesus, how the fuck did he get this dude in here? But Frances McDormand. I don't know what her you at this point, Cody. You thought she was a female Decepticon because I was just waiting for her to transform. Mm-hmm. She's got such a boner against the Autobots that she just like can't stand them. Anything they fucking do, she's just like, fuck these robots. And it's just like, you do realize there's like some evil ones trying to kill us, right? This would be like telling the Avengers, yeah, we need to take all your armor and everything else you got, whatever. We don't want you saving us from this alien invasion. I don't give a fuck if they're blowing that side of the world up right now. You can't go out there and save us right now, okay? So Cap, hand over the shield. Iron Man, turn over the suit. Hawkeye, give us the arrows. Hulk, we're going to put you in a fucking cage. And Thor, if you trespass on our planet, we're just going to blow the fuck out of you, whatever and shit. So her plan, because Sentinel Prime decided, yeah, fuck this idea. I'm going to team up with the Decepticons. I got some evil shit I want to do. I guess not really evil. He kind of just like, you know, I don't care about these people. I only care about my race and my people. He's kind of like that Malcolm X, I guess, in the Autobots.
Basically,
she decides, you know what? Since Optimus was wrong about this, we're gonna shit their ass and exile them off this planet. Don't get rid of them all, even though we've just found out that like Sentinel's about to take over the planet and shit like that. Nah, you know what? We're not gonna let them duke it out. We can handle this our own. So we got a military for this. We can get rid of them right now. They stick them on a ship, and then they get away. But they Decepticons blow this fucking ship up. I love it. They got all this technology, but they can't sense when fucking Autobots is alive or dead or not and shit. Like, they don't have no kind of radar or nothing like that. So nope. It was very wonderful in that matter. So this whole rest of the movie, they think that the Autobots are dead. And Frances McDormand, she looked like she could give a fuck less. I mean, it's crazy to me how much. Funny enough, she actually vanishes throughout the rest of the movie, too.
Yeah.
She ain't even in the motherfucker. I guess she realized she's about to lose her job because she just blew up our only chance of survival. So she's like, fuck, I'm about to get fired. So Tyrese, he magically appears in the movie somehow. I don't even know where he was. I guess he was just stationed at this base for some fucking reason. I don't know how you go from like military vet to like now I'm like working on mechanics for NASA. Like I don't know how that. This really is some Fast and Furious logic shit here. One minute you're hosting drag racing, the next minute you're a fucking tech wizard. So,
I don't, beyond me, I can't figure out that logic. Like most things in this movie, I can't figure out the logic. So,
Shia LaBeouf says, fuck that. They took my girlfriend, who they like over sexualized in this movie like crazy. I mean,
oh,
like,
Jesus, you have no idea. The opening shot.
Yeah, the opening shot alone. Jesus or
whatever. Christ.
And then
fuck.
The scene where she gets out the car, Michael Bay was in the sewer to get this shot. This motherfucker was like, I want to see your leg step out. And then
motherfucker literally came up from a manhole. To get that shot, he was completely unapologetic about it.
I gotta tell you, like I said last week, this motherfucker knows how to shoot car commercials.
Yeah.
He knows how to shoot, because he kind of over fantasizes on these cars as much as he do the women in here.
Yeah, that sequence on the freeway, that was a cool fucking sequence. So they're like switching in the air. That was cool.
That was a car commercial.
Yeah, it was a car commercial, but it looked cool.
Didn't we just see that in a Super Bowl commercial when they had all the actors in different cars and they were like on the hill and shit racing?
Mm-hmm.
We just saw that shit. They need to get Michael Bay directing these fucking commercials, apparently, because I got to tell you, the motherfucker will make you want to buy a car.
Yeah, damn straight.
I mean, I saw that fucking, when I watched the first movie and shit, I saw that fucking yellow Camaro pull up. I was like, God damn, I want that motherfucker now. And it just, he got the right music to play with it. Yeah, it's just like, damn. The second movie, he does that shit well, when they like spinning around the cars and shit. This motherfucker knows how to shoot some cars. I'll give him this. I mean, he really is. Shit.
That one movie we did on Netflix a couple years back with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
They had a great car chase sequence in there. That was like fucking like 30 minutes long. A car chase sequence. It was amazing.
This motherfucker lives that Miami lifestyle. Fast cars, hot women, cocaine.
It's Michael Bay.
And you see it solely in these fucking films. You see the hot women, fast cars, and he's the one on cocaine. Actually, I take that back. He might be the only one not on cocaine. Everyone else might be on cocaine.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you nailed it, though. Because, yeah.
He might have been the supplier, but he wasn't the one puffing. That's for damn sure. Like,
that's for damn sure.
I think he, like, in their dressing room, just laid the shit out on the fucking... He's like, go put this on Shaw's... go put that in his dressing room real quick. His secretary looked at him and was like, Mike, this is cocaine. He looked at her... Bitch, you about to be fired. I know what it is. Get out of here. Get out of here. Go take it to him real quick. So Tyrese, I love it. He tells Shia LaBeouf tells Tyrese, I gotta get to Chicago and save my girl or whatever and shit, and stop the Decepticon, whatever the fuck he said. And Tyrese looks at him and said, I'm coming with you, because them assholes killed my friends too. Cody, as soon as they get to fucking Chicago, this shit's a fucking wasteland down there.
Yeah.
And Tyrese's first line, I didn't sign up for this. We can't go through all that. We're going to stay here. I was just looking at him like, nobody asked you to come, Negro. like nobody. And Cody, that was his first fucking line when they got out the car. I didn't sign up for this. Because Sam was like, Shia LaBeouf being brave. He was just like, fuck it. I'm going through that. I got to find my girl and shit. And Tyrese grabs him and said, you'll get yourself killed. We didn't sign up for this, whatever. I'm looking at Tyrese going, Negro, what the fuck did you think was going to be here?
Wait, aren't you the military dude? Am I missing something? Aren't you the fucking military dude, Tyrese? And you the one acting like a straight up bitch right now?
Matter of fact, Cody, he's such a military guy now. He got his own special ops team they picked up.
That's right, yeah. That's absolutely true.
They fucking had a montage of him picking up people.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought it was like the fucking Suicide Squad or something like that, the way... I mean, I never heard so many people complaining, but was so quick to get in that car to go do something. And it was just like, what the hell did you think was going to happen when you got to Chicago?
Yeah. Minus all of that shit. Like you said, when they get right to Chicago, it's pretty much a fucking wasteland.
Yeah.
it looks like if the Avengers, the 2012 movie, the Avengers, the original Avengers, if Loki won, that's what Chicago fucking looked like.
It looked like The Last of Us when they get to like a big city.
Yeah.
it's like just shit.
Which begs the question, dude. Like, how did they lose? How?
What's funny though, Cody, is I love it. They lost, but nobody was never there to stop them in the first place.
That's what I was saying.
Until Sam got there, and I was just like, "Where was our military at this whole time?
Where was the military? Where are the other Autobots?"
Because literally, right after they blew up the Autobots. Or supposedly, they took over Chicago. Right, I don't know why Chicago of all places. By the way, neither they never explain why they wanted Chicago.
They don't.
But literally, they attacked Chicago, and like we don't get a military sent there, and nothing. I was just like, it was quiet until Optimus showed up. I was like, man, I think Michael Bay's making jokes at our military being useless. And after the January 6th thing last year, yeah. like nobody's never on site to handle problems or anything like that, Cody. I mean, I was like watching this going like, I loved it too when Optimus showed up and he blew that fucking ship out of the sky. That motherfucker, it was from that clip I played earlier. We'll murder them all. Whoa, Optimus. like, I thought these dudes was your brothers. Fuck them dudes. All right. fuck them dudes, dude. Optimus is a very petty man, Cody. I don't know if you knew this or not, Cody. This motherfucker is the king of petty. He took my crown. Look, he will love you like a brother, but the moment you fucking stab him in the back, that motherfucker is full like, nah, fuck this dude now. I don't like you.
If you thought you knew what petty was, you haven't seen shit yet until you see Optimus Prime go off in the third one. I mean, he shows shades of it in the previous two movies, but the third one, that's where he just completely loses his shit. He's completely stops giving a fuck.
Yeah, because that scene where he shows up, remember, we all thought he was dead because they blew his shit up. And I bet he took, like, what's that old Michael Jordan line? I took offense to that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I took that personally.
Like, I tried to leave the planet, and y'all blew me up?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, we gonna murder them all now. I don't want to. Like, he straight up did some villain shit. He was like, he looked at Bumblebee, grabbed him by the mask, and said, if you leave a motherfucker alive, I will personally kill you myself.
Yeah.
I will kill. And Bumblebee looked at him and was like, say no more, boss. They all did. Like, say no more, boss.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That radio kicked on, Cody. Yes, sir.
It's props,
in. Yeah.
You need, boss.
I think Wu-Tang came on cream. Yeah, he said, cash rules everything around me. I think Nas's represent kicked on. Right? He's like, represent, represent. This fucker Optimus decides, I love it because there's this sequence, Cody. Everybody, all the Autobots getting their ass kicked, and it's just one long ass street of just Decepticons just shooting at Autobots. You see Shia LaBeouf behind a fucking phone booth, and he just yells, Optimus! Mm-hmm. Optimus comes in flying in. He's just like, oh shit, I'm about to kill some motherfuckers now. He drops that flight jet, Cody. He lands down on the ground and he just goes into swiping mode. He's just like it's fucking Tinder, Cody. He
lays
He's
waste.
Like, yeah, like you go left,
you go left.
You and then he this is the fucked up part, Cody. He stabs a motherfucker in the head, then stabs him in his arm, takes his arm and shoots his gun at the pillar that Sentinel Prime is standing on.
Yeah.
And Sentinel goes, no! And then Optimus is like, get down here, Sentinel. I was like, damn. When Optimus shows up, shit's going down.
Oh, my goodness.
This motherfucker, Cody, just killed the whole Decepticon fleet in one swipe of his sword. Like, this dude was on rollerblades, Cody. He rollerbladed through the city of Chicago and fucking just swiped his motherfucker.
Yeah.
This literally was the movie right here. I don't know what we was watching beforehand with all the military people doing this and that or whatever. I mean, the Autobots were so goddamn useless that Sam Witwicky killed fucking Starscream of all people. I was like, Starscream managed to survive this whole fucking franchise only to be killed by this motherfucker.
Somehow. Well, I mean, it keeps alive with the character. I think Starscream is a bit of a bitch in the cartoon as well.
Yeah, it
fits.
He even sounds like a bitch.
Ah! Ah, Megatron. Ah!
Ah, Master. Ah, I suck you, bitch.
Igor looking
somehow,
up.
Somehow. Yeah. Then I love it too because Megatron pulls up in that dirty ass truck. He drove all the way from Africa.
And that gets me to a whole nother point with these Transformers. I don't want to go off on a tangent because there's so many goddamn tangents you can go off with this franchise, man, but can you only scan one like vehicle at a time? You can't like be both like a car and a jet, or even if you can only scan one thing at a time, why can't you just scan a jet real quick and then fly? And you have to be a fucking car to scan back.
In the previous two films, Megatron was a jet.
Right, exactly.
But then he shows up in this broke down ass truck and shit. So it's like, what?
Which,
I'm confused.
I don't know. Whatever.
Which, by the way, this truck don't look. It looked like some Mad Max truck. This don't look like no fucking truck you just scanned and found on the street or something like that. This truck looked like a death machine truck.
Yeah.
But I guess they're trying to say because he was injured, this is what he can transform. I was just like, that makes no goddamn sense. Why can't he just turn into a jet and fly?
Yeah.
So he shows up to Chicago, Cody, and for the rest of the next 20 minutes that he shows up in Chicago, this motherfucker hangs out in an alleyway with a hoodie on, looking like some drunk ass bum. Like, I think this was Michael Bay's social commentary of the homeless people's situation in Chicago. I have no idea. I think that he was trying to tell us something here. He's trying to say that, like, yeah, with all the shit that happens in Chicago, you'll always manage to find one bum in the alleyway just not even worried about anything else that's going on.
I get it now.
Like, because this dude was just, remember he got pissed and he took his hoodie off? He was like, fuck. I think it was because that girl started calling him a bitch and shit like
that. Right.
Which I don't know why that would upset a sentient being.
Right. And why didn't he just like smack her away like a fly?
Yeah.
Like he just let her just talk the entire time. Like all that shit. And he could the entire time just be like, what?
There's two types of women in this film. Cody described one, whatever. It's like you're over-sexualized or you just a straight up nagging wench. Okay. Like you just like nagged the shit out of the other characters. And this was her time to nag now, whatever. She's done being sexy, Cody. She's being sassy now. It's sassy time. I don't know in her brain what her thought process was. Like, I'm going to go to the most evil fucking robot of them all or whatever and go call him a bitch and think I'm going to walk out of this okay. Now, granted, she did walk out of this okay,
she knew what she was doing, apparently. Yeah, she walked out fine.
In my thought process, I'm like, holy shit, Cody, there's Megatron with a hoodie on. What should we do? Let's get a selfie with that Negro real quick. Hold on. Yeah.
That should be a big fucking deal, too, Megatron coming back. Even, you know, full force. This dude from the first Transformer to fuck shit up.
Yeah. He was a beast.
Yeah.
He wasn't shit no more after that
first movie. I was about to say, he was a complete afterthought after that first movie. He's a complete fucking afterthought.
Shit, they had to reboot him so much, give him a new body and shit.
My God, they did do that.
Yeah. They was like, you got to bring him back because we got no more villains to work off of now no more.
Yeah, he killed his ass twice.
Yeah. So, I love it. Sentinel and Optimus, they get down here. They had this fight. And so, first of all, Sentinel Prime, that's another character. He's played by Leonard Nimoy, and he commits the ultimate sin of crimes. He starts spouting lines from previous films that he was in, like Wrath of Khan. Better films, by the way. And this motherfucker's on a rooftop, and he's talking to himself. And then out of nowhere, he just said, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And it was just like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
What is that context? What does that mean now?
It had no context. Michael Bay, I guess he's a Star Trek fan. He's like, hey, Leonard, you got to say this shit. No matter when you say it, just fucking say it.
I hired your ass for this fucking role. You better get them Star Trek nerds up in here, bitch. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'll fucking ruin you. I'll have Optimus blow your face off.
I remember watching that for the first time, too. When I was like, what the what? It's like when they have Ice Cube in every movie, he always referencing that today was a good day.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn, I get sick of that shit.
I never was a Star Trek fan. I didn't really watch Star Trek, but even I caught that line and was just like, what does that even mean? What does that mean right now?
It doesn't mean anything. It's a throwback to Star Trek.
Oh, okay. They had this fight sequence, Cody, and it looked like it's back and forth and shit until Sentinel cuts his fucking Optimus's arm off and shit, and then Megatron out of nowhere, literally like a fucking drunk. Mm-hmm. Came out of nowhere and he just starts shooting. He's like, ah, it's in slow motion. And then he's like, ah, this is my planet. I'm the ruler of this planet. And I'm just like, Megatron, you didn't think this was gonna happen when you first devised this plan, whatever. So then I swear he looks at Optimus and he just tells him, time to call a truce.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you be without me, Optimus? Optimus face mask, that battle mask comes on. Let's find out. I was like, whoa. What's happening here? Dude just said, let's call a truce. And instead of calling a truce, this motherfucker says, he picks up that battle axe. He slices it right into fucking Megatron's head. Then he gets behind him, pulls the battle axe backwards to pull his whole fucking head off, Cody. I was just like, I don't even know what just happened right now, but I feel bad for Megatron because all he said was like, let's call a truce. Where would you be without me? And Optimus just said, yeah, you tried to kill me too. So fuck you too, dude. You die a horrible death now. Fuck you. And then you see Sentinel in the background crawling and shit. He like, oh, Optimus.
That's right. Optimus, all I ever wanted What is the survival of our race?
He sounds like a, you know, all right, I understand that. You know, he just wants to survive his race. You know, I get it, you know.
You must see why I had to betray you.
Optimus looked at him and said, "You a nigga to me now." Just said, like, fuck you, dude. I don't give a fuck with, like, he's like, Optimus is always behind his enemies. So I noticed this shit. Every fucking film now, I've seen him behind the enemy.
He
literally, yeah. That is his signature.
All that with honor, but that's all bullshit. Unless he has a completely different definition of honor. Because literally, like, you are not lying. He kills everybody by backstabbing them in one shape or form.
Even in the first film, when he fucking drove that sword to that dude, he snuck up behind him and then gave him a noogie and then drilled his fucking sword. And I was just like, yo, this dude.
The dude is Solid Snake or Sam Fisher.
He's an assassin.
Shit,
you know what? This might be where Assassin's Creed came from. The fucking I'm saying.
Tie it. It makes sense.
Well, I love this shit right here. Sentinel begging for his life.
Oh shit.
And he don't shoot him not once, Cody. He double taps it.
Yeah.
He shot his ass twice. He said, "Yeah, you ain't getting back up, bitch. You shouldn't have fucking betrayed me now." Optimus do not let grudges go, Cody. We learned that in this film right away. He don't let grudges go for shit.
Like I said, he had shades in the other two films, yes. But the third one, that's when he just goes completely just fucking insane. And it don't stop from that film on.
I see why in the next film that motherfucker went underground. He was like, "I can't have no more friends. These friends, they backstab you, and I end up killing them." he's like, "They turned me into a murdering psychopath. I was a friendly character until I met these humans. Now everybody got to die in my honor." Like, he's so bloodthirsty. He's like Batman. He's so bloodthirsty. He took himself he decommissioned himself, Cody.
Yeah.
Man, you got any final thoughts on this movie before we wrap this up?
Oh, final thoughts, man. Like I said, this was, I think this is the worst of the franchise. This is tough to get through. I'm not gonna, I know we said we found a newfound love for the Transformers movies years later, watching in retrospect. This one, like I said, the human character, they're fucking awful, man. They are a chore. We said in text earlier, Ken Jeong, he makes me want to commit a crime. He's so fucking terrible in this movie.
Yeah,
I can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I can't stand them. All the characters, I can't say, but that motherfucker especially. Holy shit, he's grating. He is awful. He is the epitome of awful.
I love that Michael Bay said back in the day, remember when there's no mud flapping skids in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shit, baby, you could have fooled me. Yeah, he was far racist. That's all you did.
I about to say, I think you should just scrap them for parts for those little miniature robots, brains and wheels, because it damn sure almost was the same thing. Now, every other robot had a fucking act. Remember that Mexican robot, the red one?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know what language he was speaking for the long. I was just like, is he speaking Spanish? Because like, he was like, he kept dancing like he was doing a mariachi and shit like that. And he was just, every time he
danced, I have so many questions, man.
We learned this language from the World Wide Web. Where'd you learn that from?
Yeah.
World Star?
Where do you get specific accents from? And why do you choose those accents? I don't know. Hey, I'm thinking too hard about this. Never mind. Yeah. Think way too fucking hard.
Yeah, it's like Michael Bay never been outside of Miami.
Yeah, that's what
might be true.
That's all he knows.
Hey, he might be saying Miami the best city in the world. I don't ever fucking leave. Why would I go anywhere else? You know. Yeah, shout out to you for that, Michael Bay. Because look, I live in California, and I say the same shit. So I mean,
like I say, it's a chore to get through. Like I say, I'm just looking at my watch, just waiting for the Transformers to come back on the screen. That's when the film gets entertaining.
Yeah.
Because that whole mythology is so fucking asinine. It's been asinine since the first movie. It just goes balls to the wall. You'll see in the next preceding films too, it just goes fucking bonkers. It's crazy. But like I said, this is a fucking chore, man. I can't fault anybody for like legit hating this movie because it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a fucking chore.
Well,
it's not a good movie.
Fair, Cody. He wrapped up these human story.
Yeah, and thank Galactus he did. Because, like I said, these other humans in the next movies, I find them much more entertaining. I found them tolerable
because they're barely in it. That's what.
Yeah, they're barely in it.
It really
and they had those ludicrous ass storylines, just like Transformers. So it fits.
It really does. Just becomes Optimus movie after this.
Yeah,
I mean, it literally becomes Optimus movies after that. Granted, they do some tiebacks to Sam Witwicky's family and shit like that, and the slave trade and all that. Slave trade, but it becomes Optimus's movie, and for that we are very appreciative of that. We appreciate Michael Bay from learning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I will say this though: you got to watch that last hour of this film because this shit's fucking. Matter of fact, that's probably all you need to watch.
Just watch the last hour. Yeah, skip the beginning hour and 30 minutes because it's fucking awful and there's way too much of that human shit in there. That bad comedy is fucking awful. It's bad, man. It's
really bad. By the way, there's Sam Witwicky. He's a hero in this world, this universe. They give him he can't get a job anywhere but as a mailman in an office or whatever. I think that was like Michael Bay doing social commentary of like how we treat our veterans and our war heroes.
I agree.
I'm not even bullshitting.
I agree.
It is very known that Michael Bay is like a war supporting Republican. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, I really think he does like put a lot of his like politics in here. And I'm not even saying that for the bad. I actually kind of agree with him on this one for the Sam. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me this dude saved our fucking planet and he can't get a fucking job anywhere? Matter of fact, why would he even need it? Shouldn't he be on the special ops team with the Autobots and shit? Like, I mean,
yeah.
What in the fuck Something is he like doing that. All his work for then or whatever? I'm just like going, all right, I guess, whatever. You know, it makes no goddamn sense to me. But whatever. So I kind of agree with Michael Bay on some of his politic moves in this movie. I'm just like, yeah, that don't make no sense to me. It's almost like he's using this movie to poke fun at some of the shit too.
That's what I feel like. Rewatching these movies, that's exactly what I feel like.
And I never thought that before. I knew there was like elements in there or whatever as far as like him showing his like, you know, Republican side or whatever. But like...
No, that's a full-blown social commentary.
Yeah, he does some full-blown social commentary. And as a liberal, I would even say I agree with some of them in there. So, fuck, you saved a goddamn planet from fucking aliens. You should be getting a better fucking job than pushing a fucking mail carton in office. I'm throwing that out there, but whatever. Man, so next week, Cody, we're coming back for that fourth movie.
Oh, this is when it gets really fun. These last two movies...
What's even more fun about it? What's even more fun about it is they're even longer than this one.
Yes,
but somehow they get more fun. I don't see.
Oh, I can't wait.
This one is Age of Extinction.
Age of Extinction. Oh my god,
man, this is about to be. Hey, let's just say you needed this third review here because it references this third movie a lot.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. That's why the third movie is so important. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I would say the third movie is the most important part of the fucking franchise.
Actually, it is. It's the worst one. It's the most important one. Yeah. Funny how that works.
Because it really kind of like, you know, introduces a lot of new shit. them later films, they say, yeah, we're going all in on those. Yep.
They don't shut the fuck up about it. They do not.
Chicago. I'm not going to elaborate what this means, but remember when we said Chicago was destroyed in this
leveled
movie. Leveled.
They leveled that shit.
Leveled. Now, when we do the review next week and when we return to Chicago, wait to hear what we say now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do go back to Chicago and ask for God.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
I'll just give you a hint. It's no longer leveled.
No.
But there's signs all over the place to remember Chicago. So, all right, people, we're getting out of here now. We're done. We got like less than a minute here. And we've been on long enough. So, thank you for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying these this Transformers month here. Got a lot more to say next week.
Oh, we got a lot more to say. A lot more Transformers talk.
Oh, that's
for damn sure.
Yeah.
A lot.
So, with that said, I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.